In this episode of What the Prophets Say, join me, Emma Stark and Louise Reed, as we talk about those who have married Leviathan and the anointing that is needed for healing and the opening of spiritual trauma hospitals. Join us for this episode of What the Prophets Say. Hello, loyal listeners, and a very warm welcome to another episode of...
What the Prophets Say.
Oh, you snuck in there.
I did. I just thought, well, you were taking a deep breath.
I was taking a deep breath. And suddenly the voice of Louise Reed was in the atmosphere. It's Emma Stark, it's Louise Reed. We're back. Yes. The dynamic duo. Is that what we will call ourselves?
Well, we can, yes. That's one word thing.
Or
we
decrepit
could...
dynamic duo. I don't know.
That's weird. Or the disaster duo.
What?
No,
let's not curse ourselves.
Bringing disaster to the things of the enemy.
Oh, no, we can go with that.
Yes.
Decrepit, not great.
No.
No, we are going to renew our strength. We'll rise on wings like eagles.
We will. Flap, flap, flap. Yes, absolutely.
Outstanding.
We're winning. We're winning.
We are winning.
Yeah.
So how's your world, Louise Reed? You just become a new granny recently.
I have. Yeah, yesterday. So that's three.
What size?
Quite diddy, actually. Quite a petite little one.
Oh.
5 pounds, 13 ounces.
That is
now,
small.
It is. That's petite, I like to think.
Okay.
Which is unusual because the reeds... bear strong ones.
Okay.
You know, kind
strapping.
Of strapping babies. So this one is
pushed out or cut out?
Sunroof.
Oh,
cut
right.
out.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't seen her yet, but I'm actually very excited about her and I will see her in a day or two.
Oh,
so looking forward to
it's
that.
It's an amazing thing.
It is. I'll tell you, grandchildren are something else. They really are. I mean, your children, you know, you adore them and they're your own and you nurture uh-huh. them and love them. But, you know, there's always that element of, oh, I don't know what I'm doing kind of thing with small, particularly your first.
Yes.
But with grandchildren, you just get to be outrageous.
And they get your experience of years. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, if you drop them, it's not the end of the world.
It's not the end of the world. And my last episode of babysitting my grandchildren, they did not want to go to bed and they took their clothes off and played golf in the kitchen. And I thought, why not? Why not?
My mother used to feed my children pudding first.
Yes, absolutely.
Ice cream first.
Yeah.
And then if there was any room for savoury, well, who really cared at that point?
So delight. That is what being a grandparent is all about. And you don't have the concern that you have when you've got your own children.
No, stuff them up with sugar and send them back.
So you've got that to look forward to, Emma.
Well, they would need to, one or two of them would need to be married first.
Yes.
Well, actually, all three of them would need to be married first.
Yes.
So we're all clear on that.
Marriage first, children later.
Marriage first. A couple of them are certainly working on it.
Good, good, good.
So we'll not say which two.
We can guess.
Oh, relationship advice of teenagers is, I don't even have one of them's 22. It's a whole hilarity. But if I say too much on this, I will get into a lot of trouble.
Yeah. You have to just speak generally. Concepts on dating as distinct from personal situation
personal
in your own
stories.
Family.
Oh boy, do we learn on the jaw as parents, don't
certainly
we?
Certainly do.
Okay, should we prophesy?
Moving swiftly on. Actually, that's the thing we should prophesy about someday,
what?
Is about the whole dating scene how complex it has become but it's going to come full circle because online dating has been found wanting. It's been too much relational disasters.
It's the sense of like, in my day, was he Christian?
Yeah.
Was he attractive?
Yeah.
Get on with it. I mean, seriously. And there was nothing, nobody asked other questions.
And there weren't all the deep questions about...
Did your call align? Did your geography align? I'm like, who cares?
You worked
God
it
will
out.
Figure, you worked it out together.
Yeah, because it was relationship first rather than function first.
Yes, rather than yourself first.
Yes.
And would that person serve your requirements?
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. I know, although we have to say it was maybe a bit different for you because I'm a bit older than you, but the options were less when... was dating, you know. I mean, I don't mean the options in people. I mean the options about what to do in life.
Oh,
whereas
perhaps.
Now the options are so wide, everybody is just bombarded and bamboozled.
It is ridiculously complex.
Yeah.
And as for the talking stage and then the situationships and then the, I don't, look, I don't get
the
any
status
of
relationships. I don't understand.
I do not get it. Flipping get on with it, look, is my comment.
Send out your servant to a well to find someone.
This is dating advice.
Bring them back. And if all's good and if they belong to the right sort of family, just invite them into your tent and that's it.
Are we sounding like curmudgeonly old fuddy-duddies here, Louise Reed?
Well,
are we
know,
sounding like we've lost our touch?
For yourself. We could start a dating agency, could we?
Well, yes.
Do you know, have you...
Are you having an idea?
No, well, I'll tell you, they do this in certain other faiths, like in the Jewish faith, they have the matchmakers.
Yes.
It's a whole thing.
Yes.
I think it's absolutely brilliant.
Matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a fine, catch me a catch. Night after night in the dark, I'm alone. So make me a match of my own.
Okay, well, that could be our... tune.
Yes, yeah. I know all the words. Do you want to keep going?
No, I think we've had enough.
All right.
We get the idea. Okay,
thanks.
So watch this spot, guys. You just never know what's coming next from the Glasgow. No, you're not the Glasgow Prophetic Alliance. Global Prophetic Alliance. It's global.
Where are you?
It's global.
Yes, global. Okay, things you need to look out for that the Lord is saying to us. There is a transitioning. I don't know what the link is. I'm just diving right in. Okay.
The link is organic relationship, simplicity.
Yes.
Keep the important things important.
Although I am about to prophesy about a wedding ceremony. Ironically, it's in my notes, but it's not the wedding you want.
Oh, no.
No, it really isn't.
Oh, it's not.
When
it's
I get there, you'll hear this.
It's going to be Leviathan and somebody.
Have you read my notes?
No.
It literally is. People are marrying Leviathan. I'm not kidding. It's in my notes. Okay, here we go.
No, dating the Leviathan.
No, don't fall in love with Leviathan.
No.
Don't pet a demon. Don't marry a demon. Don't ingest a demon. They're awfully tricky for your digestion.
Oh.
Speaking of Jezebel on your lettuce.
Yes. I was thinking actually after we were talking about that, if you haven't heard that episode, guys, go and find Jezebel on your salad or in your food. But next time I get a tummy cramp up, we're going to be going,
Jezebel,
get off me.
Yeah, totally. Because it should be in your food. Right. The Lord is saying... The class behind the glass
is giving us the eye. Are
giving us the eye of like, that's enough of you lot. I think there's a new war against Leviathan. And Leviathan, as you know, is the demon written about in Job, a couple of other scriptures as well, but mainly the latter chapters of Job. You see the great detail on Leviathan. And the Lord is saying, watch for a new war against Leviathan, who twists words, who brings false accusation, who is raising up more smear campaigns, who is bringing division, who is pride in misunderstandings, who sabotages relationships and snorts confusion and brings conflict. This is high level spiritual warfare that you are having to engage in again. And the Lord showed me a wedding ceremony where Leviathan had dressed up to offer covenant to leadership, where particularly the prophetic and apostles had been enticed or ensnared into marrying Leviathan. And the aim was that all their words and all their actions would have a kingdom of darkness strategy, where word and deed, word and structure, word and sending were all building a false kingdom. And the Lord says, wage war against the marriage covenant of leaders to Leviathan and leaders to sabotage and leaders in position to bring smear campaigns against others. The Lord says, continually check your heart, was the word of the Lord. And then the Lord went in with a solution. And the Lord says, as you watch waves of arrows being fired over the remnant right across the earth in all continents, know that you will have a war of words from friendly fire. In other words, those in your church. You will also have arrows from the state. I saw the state turn hostile as well against the people of God, along with the friendly fire with the Mary of Leviathan in the church. And then the Lord says, watch the arrows fired from the chaos of the immature. So three sources of arrows. And the Lord says, quick, form teams. Mm-hmm. Quick, put together those with a hospital mindset who can remove the attacks in spiritual hospitals. For I am asking you to build and to lead spiritual hospitals. The Lord says, I'm putting you into cycles of retreat, heal and re-engage. Retreat, heal and re-engage. Rhythms are now needed, and you must engage and put into place the skilled healers, says the Lord. These are short stay only. Really important. Short stay only.
Yeah.
Where you will go into spiritual decontamination chambers in the spiritual hospitals. And the Lord says, this is more than healing rooms. This is more than counseling rooms. This is more than miracle clinics. These are spiritual trauma hospitals where prophetic seers and watchmen who can see spiritual matters enter into seer diagnosis to immediately find the roots of where the arrows have come from, see the arrows, pull them out in spiritual hospital decontamination. For you are re-engaged in a Leviathan war, and you must have a solution not only to disconnect yourself from covenants with Leviathan where you have spoken poorly, but you must also help your people establish spiritual hospitals that they may retreat, heal, and re-engage in a day where Leviathan will go again.
Yeah. That's so helpful, because you're giving us warnings and solutions there.
Yes.
Emma, I love what you're saying there about this, these hospitals, teams, hospitals, mm-hmm. and the clarity on retreat, heal and re-engage. Because I think it's the Lord's really calling us to mm-hmm. understand that it's not about retreat is going to look very different. It's not retreat and stay retreating.
Absolutely.
Everybody is required in this day and, mm-hmm. and this age to if there's friendly fire or whether it's the state against us on the chaos of the immature. I mean, those yeah. three, even in themselves, we've got to be, I'm just processing what you're saying, because we need to be aware for one another of those three things.
That it's possible, yes.
So that we have heightened awareness, and that we intercept those or deal with them quickly.
Yes.
If we're aware, then we can act. So what you're saying, friendly fire, I mean, gosh, friendly fire is, I was going to say, is the worst.
Yes.
Because very often we don't see it as for what it is.
Yeah.
And then the state and the chaos of the immature. Leviathan, Leviathan feels in the spirit very strong at the moment. The tail
yeah.
is not just flapping, but it's pounding and turning and
yeah.
twisting, and it feels strong at the moment. And I think we know from what's out there, whether it's social media or whatever, we're all well informed mm. of what God is dismantling, but what Leviathan is doing to make it as bad as possible for the kingdom of darkness rather than for the kingdom of light, where teams, hospital, retreat, heal, re-engage
yes.
Should be on offer.
I do think that we are about to watch, because I can see it in the spirit, the overplay of Leviathan's hand.
Yeah.
Now, some of these weddings that I spoke about of senior leaders
yes.
with Leviathan, covenanting with Leviathan. And you make a covenant with Leviathan as a foolish gesture, because there's a promise somewhere in
yes.
there from Leviathan, because the devils will always do you a deal.
Yeah.
So the deal is you will be protected, you will be spoken well of, you will be elevated, your reputation will be a star shiny plus. But you're going to do others down. But if I give you my blessing,
yeah.
You'll have to pull others down. That's sort of the deal that I watch being done. Now, I think that marriage to Leviathan has largely happened within senior leadership. But Leviathan, what I'm watching in the now is an overplay of the hand, an overplay of posturing, an overplay of who Leviathan has done deals with. And I think we're about to see, not immediately, but in about 6-7 months, a flipping where the next generation and we all go, we are done with this.
Yeah.
We are done with this sort of living and this sort of critiquing and this slander of one another. And Leviathan is just too many, so that the fever pitch is just too chaotic. And we're now starting to go, stop. We don't want this.
Yeah.
So we're working there, but there is this final few months of beware, 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 that your protection is divine, not demonic.
Oh, that's very strong, that your protection is divine and not demonic. We really need to be praying that we're clear and we're convicted of, or God shows us any place where we have in any way given room to Leviathan. And that's what we need to be praying for our leaders as well.
Yes. The Satan who delegates authority, the Satan who actually looks like he's releasing a blessing, the Satan who comes in and says, here, I'll give you this protection. But here's what you need to do to receive that edification. And that has happened a lot. I mean, an awful lot. Demons always find your price.
They do.
So I think we're about to see a turning, but it's not today. It's down the line in a few months where the fever pitch of the slander will so repulse us that we're like, we are not playing this game. Yeah. Now, but at the same time, there is an anointing for some of you today to grab hold of. When I prophesied about spiritual hospitals, spiritual decontamination chambers that were beyond our normal run-of-the-mill counseling, that will have resonated in several of your spirits. If that's you, you must grab that capability, that divine call. You must grab that anointing. You must literally reach into the air and say, I will be one who works a trauma hospital, a spiritual trauma restoration place for retreat, heal and re-engage. And the speed of the ability to set these up is phenomenal in the spirit. If you are able in the day of God's power today to volunteer, he will put a momentum and a zeal on you for that to birth and to build these. Some of you are pregnant even by this word with spiritual hospitals, because the word of God is a seed word and it does go in and gets you pregnant. So some of you will literally have just conceived as I prophesied.
Yeah. And this understanding of it's almost like a multidisciplinary thing where there are many different facets, and that's why there can be a speed of healing, because it's not just one size fits all. Yeah. It's not just a little bit of counsel. It is a depth of multi-disciplines to bring the fullness of healing and then back out the door.
We are almost the most wounded I think we've ever been because of the fever pitch of Leviathan right round the world. In every place I go, the slander, the confusion of communication, all that Leviathan is, I think we're nearly the most wounded version of the Bride of Christ, maybe since the war.
And why do you think it's this time that it's come to that pitch? Why Leviathan?
Well, I think that there was a good trajectory of Pentecostalism, charismaticism. We'd had some really good moves of God through Toronto, through Bethel, even through the prayer movement. I know a number of these places are looking quite disgraced right now, but we had very genuinely understood that God was good, that Jesus was our obsession, that Jesus was coming back again. We were moving into more miracles, signs and wonders. We actually got to say there's a lot of very good things happening. So what does Satan then do? when the church is starting to understand yes. who it is, then Leviathan is the preferred demon, because Leviathan implodes the church from within. And sometimes external pressure actually grows
you. The opposite effect.
It has the opposite effect. Yeah. So it has to be an internal war.
Yeah.
It has to be the seeds of civil war mm. when the church is rising. And we bit and swallowed mm-hmm. The civil war tendencies, the siloing away preferences, which are all Leviathan demons, the pride in our misunderstandings, pride to other and belittle somebody else. And, you know, Satan used politics to help there in our separation. I actually think we were in a good place and then Leviathan erupted. But now Leviathan is an overplay of a hand.
Yeah, because I do think that Leviathan saves himself for the true apostolic age,
yes.
for this epoch of time, to really confuse things, because the yeah. enemy is really under pressure.
Yes.
Because now, he knows.
Yes.
He knows what is coming in terms of harvest.
Yes.
In terms of the blended of the fivefold.
I think so.
Emerging in the earth. And really, it's Leviathan that has to come against that. I mean, others as well. But Leviathan is the one who can do the most damage. But
yes.
it's encouraging what you're saying, that almost it's coming to the stage of overplaying his hand.
You can see its size, that it actually can't get any bigger, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And when you see a demon is limited. The demonic is part of a limited created kingdom. They're not omniscient. They're not omnipotent. And the sense they're not able to do what the kingdom of God can do, there's just no comparison. Mm-hmm. So you can watch in the spirit the swell of the size of the demonic when you think, actually, you don't get any bigger because you've no other power.
Mm-hmm.
You've nothing else to pull on
mm-hmm.
Because you're a limited kingdom. And I think Leviathan is getting to that place. And I do think that those who've wedded it will end up losing their lives. I very genuinely believe that those who perpetuate a covenant with Leviathan will not be able to remain on planet Earth, very seriously,
yes.
because the bubble will burst. And I don't want to get too nostalgic, because you and I, by instinct, are quite rabid in our pioneering. We are always agitators of the status quo, just by call of God and where God placed you and I, Louise, in the earth. I do think that I have a little twinge of nostalgia, because there was a time, probably about 10 years ago, where some things looked like they were really going to come together. And we were seeing a surge of pioneering within our different, I mean, we're living in different nations, but within our different dynamics, there was something surging at that point, even within some friends groups
mm-hmm.
and not organizations I ran, mm-hmm. but friends who we supported each other in ministry. And there was a surge. And then it was like the bottom fell out of the momentum. Mm-hmm. And of course, we did 4 or 5 years COVID in mm-hmm. that. But the sense, I think, is that Leviathan was empowered to be raised, and that there was such twisting and sabotage and then smear campaigns and divisions. And we didn't perceive it to be warfare. We perceived it to be relational, or we just the bottom fell out of the trajectories that we were on. And
sometimes it was happening before we even really cottoned
yes,
on to it.
Yes.
I mean, it was ahead of us.
Yes. And there was wedding ceremonies already set up, offering covenant to some leaders. So we saw some protected and others decimated, because Satan protected some.
Mm-hmm.
And in all of that, I think that's now coming to a place where it's about to explode. As I said, we're not quite there, but we're not far off it. And we are emerging out the other side, but we do need to have the retreat, heal, re-engage capabilities, because legitimately, if you've been pierced
yes.
by the arrow that, from Leviathan,
that
or
level.
The fire from the nostrils, the smoke, all that Job 41 describes Leviathan as having, legitimately, you know, as much as we like to think of ourselves as super warriors. It's real injury. And you're then, when Paul writes in Galatians, I bear the marks, I bear the wounds in my body for Christ. And we do have to say, come on, spiritual hospital specialists, mm-hmm. you need to produce this, because many are bearing the wounds in their body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that is something for us to, I mean, for our listeners to grab hold of. As you say, you've released that word, it's seeded in. Mm-hmm. But I think from talking to people in certain parts of the earth, this is on the rise.
Yes.
Specialist areas of training, but people coming together to be able to give the full gambit of healing and care.
Yeah.
Which is a joy and a delight, because we're getting out of the religious system.
Yes.
And into life, and life in all its fullness.
Brilliant. Well, that was fun between our grannying and our matchmaking and then our divorcing of Leviathan.
Divorcing.
Those of you who have married
false marriages.
We bless you and thank you for joining us. Some of you have some warfare to do when Leviathan has brought sabotage. Some of you have some things to birth if you're called to spiritual hospitals. And others of you can celebrate with us that we're nearing the end of quite a difficult trajectory in the kingdom of God, of brother against brother and sister against sister. We bless you and we thank you for joining us for this episode of What the Prophets Say. Hello friends, I've got something exciting to share with you. If you want to reach out and grab hold of our hands so that we can take you to the next level, you need to download our Par TV app today. Go to partv.app, and we have there exclusively podcast Par resources that run alongside the podcast for more activation of the power of God in your life. Make sure that you've not missed this opportunity to dive deeper on the partv.app.